Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and buenos dias, and welcome to that's not the right brand. Ignore Crime Theory. It's not Crime Theory. It's the Daily News Flash. But you guys already know that, all right? So let's just fix that. Boom. There we go. Now we're in the right show. And Queenie's dropped. Queenie's internet is from 1992 today. So I do apologize. And if you hear a squeaking, it's my chair rubbing on the wall. I'm in my new little office area and I've got to put my backdrop in and black all that out. And I've got my new lights to put in. And there's just a lot, but the squeaking is going to drive me nuts. So we've got the wonderful Tina, the Aftermath, joining us today. How are you? How was your week? What's been going on with you, Tina, to fill us all in?
I'm good. I'm just doing life, doing kids, school holidays and all of that shebang. So, you know, trying to fit in work and doing all of that. The odd YouTube when I can.
Yeah, of course. So I know your time's limited with us today. So we're going to jump in with just the Harry and Meghan bill and the outrage that has been coming from this. So Harry and Meghan's tour of Colombia squandered public money, says local councilman. A Colombian councilman has accused the vice president of squandering public money on vanity in wake of Prince Harry and Meghan's quasi-royal tour of the country. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex ended their four-day trip with the former cartel city of Cali with a jubilant evening of cheering and dancing. But not everyone was enthralled by their visit. The security chief and city council took to social media and criticized the event, claiming billions of pesos has been used to host them, which could have been expanded to cover children's candy. I mean, I'm not being funny, right? Everyone on our panel said the same thing, and we're not even qualified, right, for that. Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't even have to be qualified at this point. I think it's having a human soul in understanding the basics of humanity.
And well, here's the thing. I mean, do you not think going to Colombia, where there's like millions of children who need you, and then spending all that money on a party helps save the children?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not think that helped them in some way? Queenie, are you back? Are you back? Oh, God damn, her internet is broken.
It's broken down.
Yeah. When MI5 releases Queenie from the internet ban that she's got, Ron sounding noisy and scratchy a wee bit. Right, hang on, let me just check where my sound's coming from. All right. Yeah, I'll be back to my usual microphone and stuff like that tomorrow. I've just not, it's all in pieces. You have no idea how big a job it is to move this computer. It's a pain in the bum. And I'll be taking the back off of my chair because that is
already. I'm digging about on my new laptop. Get me?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. See, I'm also on my new laptop. Okay. So I'm the picture's great. Like, you're looking sharp and clear. And yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Middle of the range. My husband surprised me. He was like, come on, let's go get you a laptop.
He's like, listen, I've just figured out how much creators can financially make. It's time to start supporting my wife, our creator. Let's invest. Yeah, I'm in the ladies' room. Yeah, I'm in the ladies' room. That's where I am, Shane. That is my new office right here. I mean, I can change the lights if that's what you mean. I mean, we can go all kinds of colors, all right? But I have to have the door. I've got two doors open and there's still daylight coming in. We don't like daylight in our workspace. For YouTube, it is not helpful. But you can see green, bit of red, do you know what I'm saying? Bit of purple. So anyway, Queenie's gone again. We just have to assume she has gone to the nether realm today. So yeah, take us through how you felt. Also, as well, in fact, talk about how you feel about the whole Colombia trip, the cash, the children, all the rest of it. And then let's talk about Meghan Markle's ability to hide her own children and exploit everyone else's.
Oh, my God, there's so much to say, isn't there? Firstly, they're doing the exact thing they were fleeing from in the first place. The fleeing from the monarchy, this archaic institution, going to find free. Then all of a sudden we find them playing dress up and role play on the world stage, but everyone else is paying, right? And we watch them, you know, grab hold of other people's children without a care about these children's privacy, as they use them as a shield so people can't come in and take, like, you know, point out the hypocrisy, which people do.
Oh, my God. Wait, do you mean like Operation Human Shield?
Yeah.
So, like, let's go outside before we leave. Let's grab a Wayne and use them as a freaking sniper shield. That is
They didn't have to do that, though, did they? Because they took money from these children instead, as the government paid for them to have an actual sniper shield.
Oh, my God. I'm not being funny. I'm looking at this picture in a whole different manner. I wonder if this was their entourage getting to and from vehicles. Is the line of children ready? Yes. Okay, create a barrier. Wow.
But it's what, do you know what? It's what they do. They pick up, like, these causes, you know, with the parents who are grieving their children, and they drag them on for interviews to push their agenda. In, you know, at this point in time, are we actually meant to take it serious that Harry and Meghan care about anyone else but themselves? Because they've given us no action and behaviour to think any differently, you know? When they preach about humanity, and Meghan Markle with the equality, yet you're taking allegedly £2.9 million from a country where a third of it is poverty-stricken.
Yeah,
just so 100%. They can keep you safe. Well, actually, don't go there if it's that dangerous. And when you're preaching about not going to the UK.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's completely true. And again, the cost to the people, what was the benefit? What actually happened? Like, what was
the damn outcome? Oh, they met a few Invictus people. They danced a bit. They... a banquet which was not a banquet which we know a banquet to be, you know. It looked like a school dinner table canteen kind of vibe. It's not royalty by any shape or means. And what have they gained? What have the Colombian people gained? Absolutely nothing. They didn't even have a day out, because a lot of them didn't even turn up.
Yeah. And did we save any children along the way? I mean, that's their mission, right? To save the children. I just think the whole thing, again, the story behind the story is all going to come out one day. You know, I'm pretty cynical when it comes to these two and the potential story behind the story. What do you guys think in the side chat? I mean, we're on Royal Cosplay number two now. So where do you think this is going to go? I mean, what's next? Because Helen, loving that. The kids have all been given new uniforms. The kids have all been given new uniforms. Saved. From a trip to the shop. / wherever. Queenie. Nah, Queenie is still struggling with dial-up internet. All right. Well, listen. There's a little bit more to this story, I feel. And I just... It's the same with the Nigeria trip. Very suspicious, under-the-hand deals made. But apparently, right, Meghan is speaking the Spanish, right? And I need to hear this, okay? I need to hear Meghan with her bilingualness. So let's see this.
Mujeres ayudando mujeres.
Me gustaría empezar en español.
We're looking for earpieces, people. We're looking for evidence of the maid backstage just rattling out the speech, just rattling out these sentences. Blah, 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 blah. And all she's got to do is say them back. Okay, also, what's so damn funny, Meghan?
Mujeres ayudando mujeres.
Me gustaría empezar en español.
Do you know what, though? Do you not find the laugh? It's almost like she's impressed with herself.
Like, oh, my God, that's exactly it.
It's like,
that's exactly it.
It's like a celebratory moment that I've managed to push this little bit out in, like, oh, my God, yeah, I can speak Spanish.
Do you know,
but
I feel...
it's not giving you already explorer, is it? A confident sort of...
I feel like she's staring into Paula M's soul through the screen right now. I'd be like, sorry, I don't do much.
Porque estamos en su país, mi marido y yo, y puedo sentir este abrazo de Colombia. Y es increíble.
It certainly is increíbly, Megan. So what do you think? Do you think, are we seeing a script that's been learnt? Are we seeing the true Megan starting to come? Is she finally showing that she's not full of BS? Are we about to see her flourish into a butterfly? I mean, I'm joking, but what do you think, Jake?
Okay, so I'm not bilingual. I don't speak any other language than English, and I struggle at that at times. But
yeah,
I would just take it from the comments that I've seen across every post like this of every Spanish person saying that is someone repeating words. That is a rush. That is not fluent. So I would just take it from the people that know. But
watching
it myself, the little celebratory moment just gives me that reassurance that even she's shocked with herself, you know?
Uh-huh.
She's like, you know, like Leslie Dorridge.
I feel like Harry's in the crowd and he said to everyone, right, listen, as soon as she finishes this sentence, make a big deal, okay? Make a big deal. Get your hands up. Put your hands up. Okay, get your hands up. Meg needs to know she's done a good job. Like and share, people. Let's get today's stream shared out there. Also, I think it's very interesting.
You're not far from the truth, because even if he's not physically saying that, I assure you, everything I've seen in that relationship, he will be in his gut praying that it's received well in order to appease her. You know,
yeah.
That's the difference between a hotel room of awkwardness or nice for him. You know, that's just my opinion, though.
Give me 1 second, Tina. If you can just tell people how you're still enraged.
And what?
Just tell people, just talk more about Megan.
Okay, I don't really know what to say. Other than the hypocrisy that we see, you know. Like, the fact that she speaks on, you know, the humanitarian in me and the equality. Okay, I've just had a missed call, so you're going to have to carry on.
It's funny. Queenie, I still can't hear you, okay? But I appreciate you being here. You don't have to leave, okay? You're here in spirit. Okay,
no, because I wasn't saying anything. You can't hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
I wasn't saying anything. I was just listening because I know my... Oh, God.
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly. Don't move. No, you sound perfect.
Okay, good. I'm on my data. I had to get off the Wi-Fi.
You're on a date.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we've got a little delay here. Okay, too funny. Right, Queenie, let us know what you think about this whole I know there's something wrong with my microphone.
That was memorized.
Oh, I had my headphones on the wrong way around.
Was memorized, and a bit of it where she got stuck. She had the little thing in her ear, and someone was telling her. That's the reason why she had that laugh right there.
Okay. Well, here's an interesting one. I had my headset on the wrong way around. Does this sound better now? Anyway, everyone that's been saying my microphone, sounded weird. Let me know if that sounds a little bit better, because I did have it on backwards. So,
everything for me is giving problems, so I don't know.
So here's an interesting one, Queenie, right? I talk with my hands a lot, all right?
Yeah.
And Megan, during this particular speech, okay, she uses her hands. Watch what she does with her hands. It's almost like she's timing, right? Does Megan talk with her hands a lot anyway? If she doesn't, it could be a sign of keeping pace and when she's remembering her lines effectively. About the same, Ron. God damn it.
She sometimes does. It's very rare. I think most of the time when she's moving or giving like hand gestures is when that's her tell to know that she's lying about something.
Okay.
That's that's my interpretation of her. Whenever she start moving her hands a bit much and moving her hair and stuff, those are all the lies. You can go back and pick the lies out right somewhere in that sentence. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, again, it's interesting because it seems like for somebody to really prove that they're speaking Spanish, right? A few sentences on the stage, it doesn't really prove it to me. But listen, what do I know?
She literally cannot speak Spanish. I'm telling you, I did Spanish in school, and I'm rubbish at it now. The only thing I probably can say is my name, como te llama, whatever. I don't even remember half of it. If I see it and read it, then it will come back to me a little, but it's not something that I really remember because I haven't used it in... I've left school so many years now. I haven't done Spanish. So, and I haven't, like, spoken to anyone with that language, so I don't know it, but she definitely, I've got friends who are very fluent in Spanish. She cannot speak Spanish. Yeah. That was rehearsed, and whatever she did not know, she had a little thing in her ears for them to prop her up, and that's the reason why she had that nervous laugh right there. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I agree.
I happen to agree too. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I mean,
it's Megan.
No,
I'm just saying that's the thing. The body language gives it away. You know, who needs to, you know, if someone's just speaking in Spanish on a stage who's told the world they can speak Spanish, then just speak Spanish. Well, why we got this a proud moment of like, oh, yeah, I done it. Like, no one does that. If they just speak Spanish on a stage about the situation they're in, thank the public area, then that's it. It's not a big deal. But the body language just... always.
You're so right, Tina. That's like, you know, when you give your child a sweet for the first time and they're so excited. Oh, yes, I've done it. You know, I've had a sweet.
Yeah. And that's it. Body language every time in her actions and behaviors will deceive. Is it deceive the lie? It sort of picks it apart anyway, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think you're both spot on with this. It looks suspicious. She's known for being a bit sus, is our Megs. But in other royal news, do you know who's a little bit teed off right now? Apparently, someone was very rude. I think you all know who's teed off right now. Mr. Future King himself, our Prince William. Okay? So, bloody rude. Prince William, furious with how Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to refer to Princess Catherine. Oh, this gonna be good. So Prince William is reportedly more furious than ever with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle over their treatment of his wife, Princess Catherine. Princess Catherine, Friends of the Wales have revealed. Okay, one second. It is understood that Prince and Princess of Wales cut the Sussexes out for good following the release of Harry's memoir, Spirit, in January 2023. Wearing couples now only communicate through correspondence.
Warring couples.
Oh, yeah, just
I think so. I can't see, but that makes more sense.
Can we get Queenie Calls Ron out during the live stream counter? I think we're up to like four.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
now.
I'm just no. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's on brand now. It's your thing now, Queenie. Okay, I'm fully endorsing it. Okay, warring couples does make way more sense than a word I just made up. Okay, right. However, a source close to William and Catherine has claimed the future king is particularly furious with how Harry and Meghan continue to throw digs at his wife. The Prince of Wales reportedly asked her friends to refer to her by her full name, Catherine, instead of her public monk. Oh, God. Our public name, okay, Kate, more than a decade ago. All right? Okay. Instead of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, they've now continued to publicly and privately call the future Queen Kate. See, that's exactly, because that's what Paula drilled into me. She was like, you can tell publications who support Catherine and who don't by how they refer to her. And it's on point. William takes offense to people at calling Catherine Kate, which is even more wild when you realize how many publications do call her Kate. Like, you just got to remember, if we get an angry King William and he just comes in, abolishes the government and goes full like 16th century on our asses. Like we've only got these people to blame. That's all I'm saying.
Lisa so, is provocation.
Just saying, man. We're due a mad king. Keep that in the back of your mind. We're due a mad king. So even when they are sending her get well soon messages after her cancer diagnosis, it is fairly simple to wish respect, but I'm sure Meghan wouldn't like William. I wouldn't like it if William started publicly calling her Meghan Markle. No, that's a good point. That is a good point. The Kate comments have reportedly pushed William's buttons amid his deepening estrange from the Sussexes. So, I mean, he's not wanting his brother or Meghan at his coronation. He's speaking out about this. He's obviously still a bit spiced off about what was said in the book. Do you ladies feel that there's anything that could mend these brothers' bridges? Do you think we're too far gone? And side chat as well. Like, is there any hope for the brothers? What do you think?
Personally,
carry on.
Okay, you go, Tina.
No, you go. Go on.
Okay. Personally, as I said before, family will always be family, right? They can have a private call every birthday. Maybe you miss two and say, "Oh, I forget," but you did remember. But it's a bit of spite in it. But to have this relationship that we grew up and saw both of them very chummy, and we could see the camaraderie between both of them that will never ever be again. Listen, you can do me so much, but when you come from my kids, I'm not even talking about if I was married, because that person is not my blood, but my kids, once you come for my kids, then that's where we have a problem. And I think what Harry did by even speaking about how he wants to raise William kid, he can't even raise himself. He needs to go back somewhere and reborn and be a different person. So I don't know. So for that alone, William will never, ever be the same with him. And he's put out so many Induos, one minute. Tina, carry on. Someone is speaking.
Yeah, Tina,
obviously the people called this. As soon as they released that get well soon message, everyone just went, "What are you doing calling her Kate?" You know, they've used the people as like this vessel through the likes of Oprah, the book and all that to target William and Catherine. We've read it. We've seen it. We understand this whole situation because they invited us in. And the minute they released after seeing Catherine sat on that bench, as well, the optics are awful in the way. I don't think William, even if he wanted to, in the deep thing of his soul, he couldn't let Harry back in anyway, because, you know, William's son was born to be king too. He's got to protect the future of the monarchy, and he can't trust Harry at the end of the day, can he? You know, and like Queenie said, when you go for the kids, it's out of bounds. And for him to say that he's worried about William's children, how dare he, you know, bring that to an interview, to the paper? I think, was it the Daily Mail? I can't remember which paper it was, but he had basically spoke about how he was worried about William's children and being the spare in, you know, and it's just like, who on earth do you think you are? You know, the only thing for Harry and Meghan, the only glimmer, I would say, the people, from the people's point of view, they need to see a bit of accountability, a bit of justice in all of this. And for as long as Harry and Meghan carry on trying to shove themselves in the people's faces, they're just digging a bigger hole. You know, it's just damage. There's no good that can come from what they are doing or what they've done. And they just really need to read a room and start to understand that it's done, you know?
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, even in some grand scheme of things, you know, 10-year plan, Harry leaves Meghan, Harry goes to Africa, Harry fixes Baca, Harry comes back a changed man with, like, you know, some beads in his hair, maybe like a soul patch on his chin. And maybe then, like, we need to see the reinvention and the complete reconstruction of Harry for there to be even anything like that, if that makes sense.
And even with that,
Ron,
yeah, only go, Queenie.
Even if that's the case, what you said, he would come back like a changed person, there still has to be some accountability, as Tina said. He has to come out and he has to be sincere. We can't hear this rubbish
word salad crap that he's learned.
He's got a fixed backup.
All right, I said, go to Africa, 10-year plan, fix back. If he goes and fixes the whole of Africa, I think he and leaves Megan. I think that's over 10 years. I think we can.
No, but the thing is, Ron, he cannot do that. He cannot do that because that's a money making scheme for others, and he's just a face of it. There's other people hidden behind who are making crazy money, so he will never ever do that. Hence why he cannot come out and say anything. So that will never happen. So for those things he cannot do, we will never ever look at him in the same light ever again, because we see the real person who he is. Even if it's a facade they sent out for us to see, that's what they shown us when he was growing up, and we seeing him now, we're like, oh my God, no. But we realize that they painted a full picture to give us, and now we're seeing the real person.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's viable. When you go, Tina.
Harry and Meghan drew a line in the sand and asked the people to choose a side. The people chose right in kind and aligned themselves with the royal family. Mary Taylor's just said, you know, all the king's horses. And I'd say all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Harry back together again. It's down to him to sort his shit out and wake up, you know. I feel like we need to see Harry and Meghan sat back on a sofa along with Oprah and owning the shit that they've created. That's the only, and then go away. If they're going to stick together, go away. Stop cashing in off the family's name. Because even with Netflix, the cooking shows, the only reason Meghan is even there is because of the royal family name. Just stop. Go and be free. Go and spend some time with your children. And then maybe you can pick up a relationship with your family behind the scenes. But no, nobody wants it. We had a documentary in the UK the other day, The Rise and Fall of Meghan and Harry. That's where they're at, the four, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't watched. To be honest, I try not to really see stuff with them because I get so peed off with the whole situation to know that there's a narrative being pushed at us, especially from the larger corporation, and I keep wondering why, what's the agenda, but then we're seeing it playing out by all these places that they're visiting, what's the real agenda behind it. And I did tell you, Ron, before when I first came on here, that man wants to be the last king, and I think there's an issue there with him and William as well. But William is very shrewd. He's not showing his true feelings because he wants the public to be calm. But in my opinion, I think there's something really big going on behind the scenes, and that man wants to be the last king. And he sent these two people out to distract us from everything, There's nothing that's happening that wasn't planned meticulously with how they're going. And for us to have this hysteria and keep getting upset because we're wondering to ourselves, why is this happening? What's going on? And people keep saying that, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. He can. And I'm so peed off when I keep hearing that, oh, he cannot do it. He can do it. He can. It's just not what he wants. The same way he can cut stuff for his brother. He can do the same there.
But do you know what? Can I echo? Because I've done a post this morning in Queenie, like you can hear the passion in your voice and the upset. And that's the thing, you know, like the people are all, I compared it in a post this morning. It's almost like the people have a bit of a trauma bond going on with William and Harry because we watch them go down that mile behind that coffin. I think the people took William and Harry under their wing. William and Harry, not an heir and a spare, just these two boys. And we've been included in to watch all of this, and we're almost watching an abusive relationship play out on our screens. And it's really uncomfortable to watch, but almost obsessive as well, because you don't want to turn away. You don't want to look away because you want justice for all the pain that we've seen. And I don't think it's going to end. It, you know, in the people, this is bigger. It's an actual feeling that the people have of pure anger, sadness, frustration at what we see. And that's the demise of a relationship of two brothers. Meghan Markle's the face of it. Harry's now this new spoiled prince we never even knew before. And people just want a bit of fucking validation and to stop. You know,
it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that all these years we've been having relatively calm in the UK. I know that racism is everywhere. Black people is racist. Well, as I said before, there's no black and there's no white. But, you know, these people have this color thing that they talk about. Me, I do not see color. And since this woman has come into this country, now we're having this drama about color and racism and all. Why? Why can't people? And this is where I'm saying the mainstream media, we're bringing up a new generation of children and they're spreading these things and not trying to bring us harmony. They're spreading division, and I literally can't stand it. It's mind-boggling how they're allowing this woman to come to this country and divide us. We weren't this divided.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Sorry,
you're definitely not wrong.
It's my son 100%. Just came.
And Meghan is the walking embodiment of that, with the whole "it's my truth." In Harry, even with his book, like in the verse at the start, it's basically saying all these are just moments in time, but they're not sort of guaranteed. Like, it's just like, you can't do this. You can't just chuck shit out there, which isn't true, or might not be true, or might be a little bit true. I can't remember. And damage someone else so extreme with your words, you know? But it's okay, because it's my truth and how I perceive it to be.
Well, do you know what's interesting about what you just said there? We're going to be covering a story later where we've just seen our first arrest in Pakistan. For crimes about spreading false information about the UK. But before we get to that, the king did a thing, right? So the king decided to go on a little trip this week and visit the survivors of the Southport stabbing incident. The king visit to Southport and has come to an end. Hang on a second. The king's visit to Southport has come to an end, and after a series of public and private meetings, he first arrived at Southport Town Hall to view bouquets of flowers and teddy bears laid to tribute to the three girls killed in the stabbing attack on July 29th. King Charles met privately with some of those affected, including survivors and families. He then travelled to nearby Southport Community Fire Station, this time talking to firefighters, police officers, and ambulance workers, as well as local political leaders. So we've got a little video here. So we'll see what's going on. Wow, that's amazing, all the tributes. What do you reckon? Higher or lower security budget than four-day tour of Colombia? Higher or lower? What do you reckon? What are we talking? Higher or lower than 2.6, you reckon? You reckon?
Yeah, there wasn't a 14-car sort of crew following him, was there? You know, 14 cars Harry and Meghan had, and it's like, get a grip. There was no one even there. Do you know, people, do you know what? And I know people are frustrated with the king, and I was when I see him speak alongside Starmer, and you can't ignore the elephant in the room, which is his son going and telling the world, you know, in court, you know, it's almost like it's just divisive of what we see on our streets right now. And I don't know, right? The people needed that. And it's hard to explain the royal family and how it's ingrained when you live in the UK for me. And my grandparents they were a part of my grandparents' life. They're a part of my life. I do like the royal family. I want my children to carry on that tradition and at times paint their face red, white and blue. You know, I'm all in for that. I feel like he brought some warmth in a moment. I just hope that unity that he brought in that moment can carry on and he listens to everyone moving forward and brings this kind of balance and not, you know, obviously I can't say too much.
Yeah. I'm with you. But yeah, I mean, do you think, I think people in the side chat were saying maybe too little too late, but do you think maybe he was waiting for people affected and for funerals to happen and for, you know, his presence to be once the metaphorical dust had settled? What do you think, Queenie?
Personally, I think these are all show. This reminds me of the day when we found out that they took them off the website for a few seconds. For an hour. Seconds. Yeah, let's bring it right there. For a few seconds.
I'm just going to grab my charger. Keep talking.
Okay, that's fine. It reminds me of the day when we all found out that, oh yeah, they're off the website. And we were so excited. This meeting or this greeting, whatever he did, it's something like that. They build you up to pull you down. And that's draining. That's a draining, it's sucking your mental energy. It's not a good feeling. I wasn't impressed, to be honest, because of the speech that he put out recently. This did not impress me. Not one bit.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Queenie. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I guess it's better than doing nothing, but was it the right thing to do?
To be very honest with you, I think that statement should never have been made. I think this, what he did, should have been what was done in the first place. The statement should never have been, this is what he should have done, and go out and greet whatever, do what you do best, walk around and smile and shake hands and smile and get a bunch of rose or flower or whatever. But that speech was very, it's like you're dividing us. You're telling us that, I did not like that. And for him to want to say that he's the head of whatever, that wasn't something that he should have even, apparently the government give them speeches, but you can say what you want to say or not. Like, say, I'm not going to say this. This doesn't feel right. This doesn't look good. It's a moral thing too. And I don't think he's a moral person, to be honest. That's just my opinion. He's not morally sound, in my humble opinion.
That's the reality, you know. A lot of people are feeling like that towards the king, with so much divide in our country. And I just feel like without... take the royal family away and we got literally no hope. I'm clinging on, you know, to that. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like if they come straight away, it's Meghan Markle and Uvalde, you know. It's crass. This wasn't a moment for them to rush in. I do agree with you, Greeny. Like, this is what he should have done, and it should have just been this, you know.
Yes.
Getting involved in the politics side of it.
Yeah. He should never have done that. He shouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
But okay, then listen. Oh, on you go.
No, I'm just saying, I just think the king needs to be careful. He's got a fine balance to walk across right now. But at the end of the day, the people needed him within Southport. And I think the people out of Southport needed to see him turning up to Southport. So, you know, it adds an element, although he would never be the queen, it did have an element of that happening, you know, the first time probably as well, because I suppose you did see the queen in disasters like that or tragedies come and bring a bit of hope, even in a speech or turning up, you know, to see the people and thank the emergency services and stuff like that. So,
well, anyway, that's so true, go. Tina.
Yeah.
Okay. See you later. I was saying that is so true in so many ways, but because of that speech, it just erodes everything what he did here.
Yeah,
in my opinion, if he had just did not say nothing, just shut the hell up and just go out and do what needed to be done, and he's the person to get us together, not divide us. And
yeah,
I'm so annoyed by and because I see him in such a negative light, and everything just keeps coming back to me with that picture that what was it, a portrait where it's literally blood. This is what's happening now. This listen, yeah. Listen,
I swear to God, Ginny.
It's real emotion. It's real time living in this country. And there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of feeling of just, yeah, we're scared, you know. I only hope, a part of me looks at it, it may be because he's done that speech, he's done this as well to strike that balance of I see the pain of the people also. It's just where he moves forward from this now, and depending on the optics of what happens in our country and how this continues, you know, once he's got involved once, he's going to have to get involved again, isn't he? So I don't know. It's trying times for the UK.
Yeah. Well, it's trying time for the entire world, as far as I can tell. It's
everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's
see you later, Tina. Bye. Have fun.
Bye, Gina. Take it easy. Bye. Right. Let's move on. Bye, Tina. Thank you. Let's move on from the royals now, okay? So, Queenie, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the choice of two things, okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the death of an icon, or do you want to talk about some really nerdy stuff? Which one?
Let's go for the nerdy stuff.
Manji! Okay, so we've got two nerdy stories today, right? And the first one was a world record breaking drone show. Okay, you know drones, Queenie, fly about in the air. They usually got cameras on them. Have you ever seen a drone light show or a drone show in the sky? Queenie?
Yeah.
So this was no maximum effort. We declare, we celebrate Deadpool.
No, I've never. Comic-Con. I'm here.
You're here. That's fine. It's a little bit of a delay.
Here.
So what this is, Queenie, is this video is drones that are pre-programmed by, you know, software by an engineer, and then they all fly based on AI and perform acts so that we can see stuff in the sky. So this is maximum effort. We celebrated Deadpool and Wolverine at Comic-Con tonight, yep, with the largest drone show display ever flown in the US. So it was a record-breaking event. Look at this. Watch this.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
How cool is that? That's going to get claimed, that music.
So those are drones that's doing that?
Yeah, those are drones.
Oh, wow.
How crazy is that?
Oh, wow. We're living in crazy time.
It's amazing, right?
It is.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, that's the stretch guy thingy. What they call?
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
I don't remember these things.
So just too cool. Just too cool. So just that's our first bit of nerdy news. Our second bit of nerdy news is crazy. So how much do you know about the insanity of the collectibles world, Queenie?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? I mean, that's fair. Most people don't,
no,
right?
Nothing.
So if I told you that there's like mythological toy figures, right, that there's maybe one of in the world that is the holy grail of Star Wars toys, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Remember the little Star Wars toys from the 80s? Little ones, little 3.5-inch figures, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So one of them sold for a record-breaking amount, okay, about a week ago. And this little toy is a prototype for a character called Boba Fett, right? Now, if you ever had this toy, you'll have seen Boba Fett has like a little rocket on his back. And it was meant in the original design that it would fire out the back of Boba Fett, okay?
Yeah.
But then they realized children are going to swallow these and die, because that's exactly what happened to another toy company. They had a little piece that would fire out of their toy. A child sadly died, and Kenner panicked, right? And only one of these toys that fires out the rocket, Queenie, exists. It was found in a drawer, okay, years ago. Mm-hmm. All right, years ago, it was found in a drawer. How much did it sell for, Queenie? Let me show you a picture first. Before you say anything, let me show you a picture. How much? How much, Queenie? 3.5 inches tall. How much was it sold for?
3.5 inches tall. Can I say 3.5?
Well, you've overshot slightly, right? It's $1.3 million it sold for. Okay.
Oh.
A private collector. This little guy right here, okay?
Okay.
And this is the mythological beast. This is the unicorn, okay? There is only one of these in the world, and someone will have this now for maybe 5-6 years, then it'll be sold on again. It's one of those grails that no one can really own. They just have it for a little bit, and then they pass it on. 1.3 million.
Well,
the power of the
dirt,
man.
This person is an evil person who bought this. No, the power of evilness. The power of evilness. There's power of evilness. There's so that 1.3 could have gone and built some homes, some shelters. No, I'm not having it. I'm not impressed.
But listen, what if that person already spent $100 million doing charitable things?
No, listen. Okay. For your example about this charity thing.
You're allowed to treat yourself.
No.
Okay.
No. Not these kind of treatment, because they're doing charity, and charity for them is not charity run. Because if they give you $100, they write it off in tax and get back more. So they're not doing charity. They're just propping themselves up to pat themselves on the back and say, "Oh, I built that little house there. Oh, I made that little water well there." And then that water well that they spend $20 on, they've made probably $1 trillion for. Please.
Listen, please. You are what all of you, right? I would like to just say, are going in the cynical bastard category today. Okay. I've had a brilliant morning. Okay. The birds are chirping. Okay. I've had 3 coffees. I feel great. Okay. To me, if you're a millionaire, okay, everyone's allowed to treat themselves. Okay, I'm just saying, guy or gal can spend his money wherever he wants. Don't listen to these cynical people. It's all right to treat yourself
is going to the spa and get someone pampering you from your head to your toe. Like when I went to Turkey and I had someone give me that lovely bath thing. Oh my God, that's treating yourself. That's treating yourself. That's overindulgence. That's what that is.
I don't know. If you're a billionaire, spending $1 million's not overindulgent at all. Oh, I swear to God, one day, Queenie, one day, right? I swear to God. You're too cynical. You're too cynical. I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. Right, Queenie, sadly, we're going to have to talk about the death of an icon there. Okay? Yeah.
Who died?
The Pokemon. I'm surprised you don't know. I'm an icon named Sven. Okay.
Who?
Sven. Sadly, Sven was one half of a world famous gay penguin couple who has sadly passed away. One half of the same sex penguin couple whose love captivated the world has died age 12. Sven leaves behind fellow Gene 2 penguin Magic around 6 years after the staff of the aquarium in Sydney noticed them building a nest together. It's just the most adorable thing ever. The staff gave them an egg. to incubate before the pair went on to become symbols for same-sex relationships. Aquarium staff took to magic to see if Sven's to see Sven's body after he died earlier this month, and said the bird immediately started singing shortly afterwards, and the other penguins in the colony. Gene 2 penguins, which have an average lifespan of 12 to 13 years, can make sounds ranging from honks to brays, which their partners can usually identify from the voices of other penguins in the group. Rachel Dilley, the general manager of Sea Life Sydney Aquarium, said Magic will soon prepare for his first breeding season without Sven. That is so sad. The couple's love have inspired a float of Sydney's world-famous gay, lesbian Mardi Gras. And, I mean, look at these guys. Look at them. Listen, this is a sad day. The world has lost an iconic penguin, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and it's a sad day, all right? Because these penguins mate for life, do you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
They built the fanciest nest! Freaking love that. So, yeah, listen, we need to get some penguins inside chat for poor Magic, who is now without his buddy, his mate, his life partner, the penguin. So, listen, you don't have to make any comment, Queenie. We're moving on.
Here's
something. It's fine. So, we're going to talk a little bit now, and we're just going to have a little look at what is going on in the world with the Mpox, all right? Because there's a map here that I want us all to have a look at. And Sean done a very interesting stream about who's going to profit from it and all the rest. So I'm going to bring this am I going to bring this map up? Is this as big as I can get the map? Okay, well, let's see if we can do this. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Now we were talking. Get rid of that.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, what have I done? I've somehow broken the map now. Give me 1 minute, everyone. My dog is looking at me like he may need to go for a pee. So, Queenie, I apologize. Just, you're going to have to hold the fort for a second. 1 second.
Okay. What should we talk about, people? Put something in there. Let me see what we should talk about now. Love the glass run. No, nothing's coming in. Maybe it's me. Do we want to talk about that? Hello, Julie. Hello. My phone start overheating. I think something is wrong with my phone. Oh my god. Oh my god, someone says their dog love listening.
Right, sorry about that. So yeah, that's no, okay. The Queen the foster dogs love that. Love that.
Oh god bless.
All right, so yeah, no, you're not getting anything fun just yet. It's the fear-mongering part of the show. Welcome. So
I know they are. I know they are tracking me, but we are revolutionists. We don't fear anything. That is for every man. This is for every man. So
they're tracking all of us.
Yeah, so we don't fear. We have no fear.
Yeah, it's they're tracking us all, man. They've been tracking us all since iPhone 1. So, I just want to point out, there's a lot of things going on with this. I thought this was like a tiny situation. We've got 108 cases in Oz, right?
No, Ron, I don't know if it's my phone, but you sound like you're cracking up, like, sound weird. Maybe it's my phone, I don't know. You know, my internet is a problem.
Yeah, no, everyone's been complaining about how terrible the mic is. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Listen, rest assured, tomorrow we'll be back on the normal stuff.
I'm cutting in and out. I have one friend.
Oh God, Ron sound like the AI that he wants to become. Oh dear Lord. Oh God. Ron wants to become an AI and he's practicing, guys. Oh dear. Oh my goodness. Oh God.
Right, does that sound any better?
No, Ron. You sound no, but it's okay. Carry on. Just speak. We'll try and suss what you're saying. We'll just think that you're speaking another language and we just have to decode it.
All right, well, listen, if it's that terrible, we'll move on and we'll be back tomorrow, I think. I think what I need to do is get properly set up here with my proper mic. Slow it down. What the hell do you mean slow it down?
Yeah, because it sound like it's like on zero from zero to 100. That's how you sound.
How about now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm sounding weird now. What the hell?
Okay. Better? Let me know if it's better. Okay. Good. Yes, better. Okay, nice. All right. So I thought this was a tiny little thing, right? But we've got 1,400 cases in America, 83 in Canada. It's very suspicious about how massive the outbreak is in America. 45 in Mexico, 106. Colombia, where Meghan and Harry just were. Nope, gone again. Nope. All right.
Ron, maybe it's the topic that they don't want you to speak about.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll continue this tomorrow, Queenie. I need to get the proper setup, if that makes sense. We'll get everything...
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get everything back to normal tomorrow, everybody. Okay, because...
We were having such a bloody good show.
I know. Well, listen, I can only apologize, but I'm running off my little laptop.
So, because I really wanted to get into the tape. Brother thing as well.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay.
I'm gonna set the setup. No,
what a word to use, Zelron. What a word.
That was me typing for Sean. Anyway, bye.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.